You're back with Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. Tomorrow, hundreds of nerds from around the country, and they'd be proud to call themselves that, will descend on Denver's Fillmore Auditorium to test their knowledge of random facts in Geek Bowl 5. It's billed as the largest trivia competition in the U.S. The teams that compete play trivia all the time at local bars through something called Geeks Who Drink. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee gives us a glimpse.
It's a Tuesday night, and the basement of the Irish Snug Bar in Denver is packed.
3 points on current events. What former senator is running against Rahm Emanuel for mayor of Chicago?
Groups of 20 and 30-somethings are crammed around tables, all whispering and scribbling furiously.
What Republican senator was from Illinois recently? I don't know. Okay, I guess we don't know that one.
These four guys are the Piccadilly Twits. It's one of the few team names I can safely say on the radio. At trivia night, wit and raunch go hand in hand. The general rule is, the filthier, the funnier. Twits Parker Given and David Hosanna have been coming to Geeks Who Drink nights at various bars in Denver for years now.
It's something to do while you drink.
Good mental workout, too.
Gets geeks out of the house sometimes. It's nice.
What German girl's name means little she-bear? Hint. Think constellations.
Ursula.
Ursula is right.
There are lots of would-be trivia stars here hoping to have a shot at Geek Bowl glory. But there's one team to beat, the Slump Busters. They're the reigning champs, holders of the Geek Bowl trophy. You don't get a title like that by taking things casually. These guys have matching t-shirts and a team cheer. But members Julio Trujillo and Rob Knight say there's no particular secret to their success.
So it doesn't work. Like, you just have to know it. You know, you have to go in.
These are kind of like sponges, and you just kind of have to go through the natural process of letting them soak shit up.
You want a sense of the role trivia can play in a guy's life? Knight proposed to his wife here, and she put Tuesday night trivia in their wedding vows. His fellow slump buster Trujillo proudly tells the story.
So literally says, I will always let you go play with the Slump Busters every Tuesday. And so whenever Shannon, his wife, you know, oh, I need him home for, it was like, we're in the vows. Sorry, Shannon. You guys come out and play trivia, because you promised. It was there. We all heard it. We were all there.
Now a confession. I've played trivia here at the Snug more than a few times, for a team whose name I can't say on the radio. And the one thing I can't get over, by the end of the night, the MC always gets the crowd to sing.
Round eight, super tradition. Round eight theme music. Here we go.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe in myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world.
Everybody. If a regular Geeks Who Drink night seems wacky, just imagine all that tipsy energy ramped up a couple hundred notches. That's Geek Bowl. And tomorrow, the Slump Busters, the Piccadilly Twits, and more than 100 other teams will take part, trying to rack their brains to victory. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.
Well, the man who oversees Geek Bowl 5 is John Dicker. He's known as the Quizmaster-in-Chief. He's also the owner of Geeks Who Drink. John, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
How does Geek Bowl work exactly?
Well, it works like a regular pub quiz that we run all over the place, but it's 8 rounds of 8 questions, and there's a music round, which for Geek Bowl is live performed. I can't tell you who's going to be performing. That's a surprise. And then there's a video round and another kind of visual multimedia round.
And all the teams are playing at once?
Yes. So a question is asked, and there's going to be, you know, 150 tables with 6 people on a team, and they're all going to be furiously answering all the questions.
Okay. And where do all of these people come from?
Predominantly Colorado, but this year we are drawing from 6 states. We have 2 teams from Philadelphia coming, which is kind of the quizzo capital of the U.S. That was the first city to really bring pub trivia as we know it to the U.S. They're coming. We have 3 teams from Utah, 7 teams from Texas, 7 teams from New Mexico, and a team from Seattle.
As we heard in the story, teams take this pretty seriously.
Yes.
They dress up in costumes.
Some of them, yes.
Does that all carry over into Geek Bowl?
Yes. There's a lot of costumes, and a lot of teams have uniforms. We've had teams dress up as priests and naughty Catholic schoolgirls.
Okay. What's at stake?
Cash. Well, cash and bragging rights. I mean, if you are the Geek Bowl winning team, people know who you are. And I've had people who've won in the past say, you know, when I go into a bar, people sometimes stop me and say, hey, you won Geek Bowl, didn't you? So in this little kind of toe crack of humanity that we occupy, it's a really big deal.
How much cash?
$4,000 for first, $2,000 for second, $1,000 for third.
We heard one player say, you can't study up for these events. You know, like, I think when you get a slot on Jeopardy, you can study up. But you can't really study for Geek Bowl? It doesn't work that way?
I would say no, because Jeopardy, there's it's been going on so long that there's guides to how to study. You know, if you read Ken Jennings' book, he talks about knowing everything about the presidents and vice presidents, because invariably something's going to come up.
This is the guy who won Jeopardy.
Yeah, he's like, the all-time Jeopardy winner.
Craziness.
With us, it's a little bit too hard because we just draw from weirder places. We do some blue material, and it's a bit harder. And there's no one's written a guidebook to how to win, you know, Geek Bowl yet.
Where did the questions come from?
We have an editor, and we have about 20 freelancers, and then we have about 4 fact checkers. So we have, in the same way you guys do, we have an editorial department.
And they'll draw from anything and everything.
Right. It's generally, I think you can get around a trivia about anything. For example, I wrote a round based on the standard FAA spiel you get when you fly commercial. What is the position where you put your hands behind your head, you know, in the event of an emergency? What is that position called?
The brace position.
Yes. Right. That wasn't a hard round, but I think that was what we do as a kind of warm-up round.
In the world of iPhones and, you know, PDAs and all of that, wouldn't it just be really easy to look this stuff up on Google?
Yes, but you have no soul if you do that. We had a situation once where a regular team of young women, they always had a really great last round, round 8, and which is a hard round. It's general knowledge. And we just wondered, we're like, wow, they're really good. And their waitress narked on them. We caught them in full-on Wikipedia search mode on their iPhone. And we just kind of gave them a frown, and they didn't hand in their final round, and we've never seen them since.
Pub trivia started in England.
Yes.
Am I right about that?
England or Ireland, it's still, no one actually knows when the first quiz happened, but they think it's sometime in the 60s in England.
How did it come to the States?
Well, to my knowledge, the first person to bring it over, and he brought it over from Ireland, is a guy named Pat Hines, who's kind of a legend in Philadelphia, and he brought it to a bar called Fergie's, I think in like 93 or 94.
How does it come to Denver?
Well, we started in 2005 because the format that was being used here was just ask a question, play a song. It was a game of 20 questions spread over 2 hours, and I found it boring. So I started it based on a format I had played in New York. 7 months later, we officially formed as a business.
Geeks Who Drink.
Yes.
How many different places do you play this now?
Right now, we're in 11 states, and we're about, I think, at 105 or 106 venues a week.
And it's all headquartered here in Denver.
Yes.
Even the ones in other cities are attached
in my
to the,
basement,
the mothership in your basement. Did it take off right away? I mean, 7 months, you say, was the...
No, it didn't, because we did a bar in Lodo to start, which wasn't it's a fine bar, but it wasn't a neighborhood place. So it was a little bit harder to find parking, and it was a little bit tough, you know, at first. It was mostly our friends, and some nights no one showed up. So it was, and that taught us that we really had to take marketing pretty seriously.
How it works is pubs actually pay you to host the events because you bring butts in the seats. You
right, know? Yeah. We bring people in or we get fired.
Is it profitable?
Yes. And I don't see, you know, I don't know, my clients don't share their numbers with me.
But for you.
Oh, for us. Yeah. Well, I have 3 full-time employees. So, not to try to brag, but that's, you know, it is a real business.
What's your goal with Geek Bowl?
My goal is to run a great event, not have a tie for first place, and just have it ultimately become like Comic-Con. And I know that's ambitious, but to have it turn into a multi-day event that culminates in Geek Bowl with more people from across the country converging on Denver.
Comic-Con is like the huge annual event for lovers of comic books.
Right. It's just, you know, more nerds per square inch than anywhere.
Any predictions on who will take home the trophy tomorrow?
We've heard good things about San Marcos, Texas. They're sending, I think, 3 teams, and that's just outside of Austin. It's where Texas State is. Also, there's a very good team from Albuquerque that's in the running. And then the Slump Busters, who you heard in the story, they're playing under a different name, but they're formidable.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
John Dicker owns Geeks Who Drink, a Denver-based pub trivia company. He's behind tomorrow's Geek Bowl 5, at the Fillmore Auditorium in Denver.